Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Beck. Welcome to Fit and Full of It.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good.
We did that at the same time.
When people ask me what I do, if I say straight up, I'm an influencer, they automatically have like a connotation. So what's your reason behind working out? It's to feel good?
100%. God damn, girl, you were amazing.
Not caring, windows down, music on.
Cleaning my house. And I just play my playlist and I start going for it. I've definitely seen my neighbours looking in one time and they're like, what is she doing? But I'm like, I'm enjoying cleaning, get over it.
I think I have a bitch face. No one talks to me. Whenever I'm in Maya or David Jones, I'm like, do I smell? Because no one's actually talking to me.
Just sitting there getting this facial and she goes, so what's your skin routine at the moment? And I'm like, oh, here we go. This bitch is an idiot. Like, okay.
Alex is so excited for this bonus episode. Her teeth, I can see like 70 teeth smiling at me right now. Do you want me to explain the episode?
Please.
Okay, so we thought we'd bring you a little bonus episode because we know how much, especially my audience, loves a bit of food, loves to talk about food, loves a food review. And we thought it would be fun to get all the viral TikTok foods and make them and review them for you live.
Plus also this weird hack, this weird challenge that you did when you first started YouTube that you told me about a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I am so nervous to try this one.
This one is going to be hilarious. So it's called the Chubby Bunny Challenge. Mm. So basically you get a packet of marshmallows. Do you want to pass me that? And you've got to put one in your mouth at a time and say chubby bunny until you can't say it anymore. So the person who can fit the most amount of marshmallows in their mouth, I feel like I'm not sure who will win this, but the person who can fit the most amount of marshmallows in their mouth wins. So we've got a spit bowl for when we do have to spit them out. So you're not allowed to chew them. That's the rule. You have to just put them in your mouth, like fit one, two, three, four in your mouth, and you have to say the words chubby bunny, and you have to be able to actually say them. Like, you can't be like, rah, 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 rah. You have to say chubby bunny each time. All right. All right. Chubby bunny.
Oh my goodness. I can't believe we're doing this.
Okay, so one.
Okay. Chubby bunny.
Chubby bunny.
Should we do two at a time? Chubby bunny.
Is that two now?
Yeah.
Don't chew it.
I'm not.
Chubby bunny. Chubby bunny.
Chubby bunny.
We'll have to sanitize these microphones. Chubby bunny. How many is that?
Four. You're at five.
Okay.
Chubby bunny.
You probably can't understand anything I'm saying. I'm not sure this is good.
Chubby bunny.
Is this seven? Chubby bunny. I'm so
chubby
sorry.
Bunny.
We're getting to the end.
I think I'm at like one more.
Chubby bunny. My teeth hurt. My teeth hurt.
Chubby bunny.
Chubby bunny.
Okay, last one.
Okay, ow.
Chubby bunny.
Chubby bunny. Chubby bunny.
That does not count. That is the grossest.
My teeth started really hurting, and I feel like we thought that was a good idea, but you really couldn't.
That was such a bad idea.
It was almost inaudible that you couldn't.
That was quite bad.
You couldn't hear anything we were saying. Okay, so.
That was like eight.
I can't really say that I won, because if you could hear me saying chubby bunny at the end, could anyone decipher?
Does not count as chubby bunny.
So due to our outside counsel, it's made clear to us that I was inaudible with my chubby bunnies and Alex has won this round.
I think that when we listen over, it's going to be, doesn't count. Let's get into the next one. So this one I was so, so excited about because I saw it on Instagram from Rachel Dillon. So I've only recently just started like kind of watching her things and she's incredible. And I saw this snack and I was like, oh my God, amazing. And then you thought of the TikTok ideas and I was like, what a great idea. I've got one I can contribute. And you're like, I've already seen this. Damn it.
Yep, just to be fair, it was Aussie Fitness. Definitely posted it first, I think. But I feel like it's one of those things that I'm sure it's been done before. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's probably one of those things that's like, who did it first? Who really cares? At the end of the day, everyone's kind of doing it now.
Literally.
So they kind of call them sour grapes. I think that's what they're meant to be called.
Yeah.
Technically, so what you do, you get grapes. So I followed this Aussie Fitness one, the one you sent me.
Oh, cool.
Because I thought, let's just do more grapes. So it's 300 grams of grapes, mm-hmm. 3 tablespoons of lime juice, and then 2 packets of jelly, sugar-free jelly. So obviously, you know.
Low-cal snack.
Low-cal snack, we love. So the whole flavor concept's nice, but I expected sour gummy bears, and it is not sour gummy bears.
Okay. Should I? Okay.
Try it and let me know what you think. Okay. And then we'll
we'll do our taste
maybe it'll
test.
Be different now.
Maybe.
See what I mean? It's
the
jelly.
The sound of it ripping, yeah. It's just like blah, 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 blah. Okay. I'm putting it. What
in
is
my
it?
Mouth.
Yeah, I'm putting it in my mouth.
It's meant to be a sour grape. Sour gummy grape. The facials are giving me like she's not excited about. Oh, you do not find that sour. Do not tell me you find that sour.
Like it's definitely more sweet.
Yeah. It's a weird, weird flavor. Did you get sour?
I got a bit of sour.
Really?
But mainly like an overpowering sweet taste.
Yes.
I'm just going to have another one just to test it.
Yeah, you got to test it. Look, the jelly itself, like I'm a big, big fan of jelly. And it's just so easy and convenient. So I don't mind the fact that it's jelly grapes. I'm not mad about that. I'm mad about that it's not a sour gummy bear.
Look, if you want like a healthier, like you don't want to eat jelly... I like it.
Wait, you don't want to eat jelly, but you're going to chuck jelly over your grapes.
Yeah, but like you don't want like just jello. You want something a bit more exciting.
Yeah.
But then again, you know those jellos where you like put fruit in them?
That's exactly what you could do.
Yeah.
You could make jelly in that tub and chuck the grapes in and let it set. It would probably be nicer.
Yeah, it's like a gimmick kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but look, if you put some citric acid in it,
yeah.
That would make it sour. So we have a note for you, Aussie Fitness.
Yeah.
Or whoever makes it, add a little bit of citric acid next time.
Citric acid, yeah.
All right, I'm going to say it's a 6.
A 6?
Yeah, because I would eat it.
I'd eat it too, but from what it was meant to be.
Right now?
Expectation versus reality. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I think that's my problem. I'm being a harsh critic. I'm going to go 4.
Wow.
But I'd eat them. Savage.
All right, moving on to our next snack.
Look, they are quite nice.
Sorry for all like the chewing sounds that you're probably going
to hear. Yeah, I hate listening to people chew and I'm making people listen to me chew.
This one I'm a little bit nervous about, but it is going all over TikTok. So Alex has no idea about this because she doesn't watch TikTok.
Never seen it in my life.
But apparently it makes you like a hot girl if you eat pickles.
Great, so I eat a pickle and I'm hot?
Yeah, apparently that's the thing. So,
fuck yes.
There's these American candy stores that have kind of like started popping up over Brisbane, which are called like Easy Mart. I'm not sure if they're like directly American, but they have a lot of American candies. So these in particular are literal like big fuck off pickles.
I was literally thinking that.
Like it has girth, this pickle.
It has girth.
It's a big pickle. And they're all different flavors. So there was only one flavor. Let me tell you the drama of me getting this bloody pickle. So I went to like my local shopping center, candy shops closed down. So then I looked up another one. Turned out it was in the middle of UQ, which is like a really big university that you can't find a park in. I've parked in like a security car spot. I've run to the convenience store.
And
like,
you don't run.
I hate running. I walk, guys. But I've run. And I'm like, do you have flavored pickles? Thinking I'm like a dickhead. And she's like, oh, no, yeah, we do. There's one left. One left. So I got it.
I'm very interested. So I got it. I was kind of like,
So I got it. Yeah, it wasn't actually as dramatic as I thought. But yeah. It felt dramatic at the time. So then I turned the packet over and it says it has 0 calories for this massive pickle.
I'm not sold on that whole idea.
It is 0 calories for 1/7. So if you have 1/7 of the pickle, it's 0-calorie snack. Maybe that's why there's like that hot girl insinuation towards it. Like low-calorie candy snack. But anyway, we're going to try it.
It's going to be really awkward trying it too. It's not hot girl to put something like that in your mouth. It's just not.
Yeah.
It doesn't look hot.
Look, it looks like something else, that's for sure. It's called One Puckered Pickle on the packet. Alex doesn't actually like pickles. I do like pickles, but...
Look,
not
we'll
like
see.
A...
Maybe I'll like this pickle. I don't know. I haven't. Do you know when you're a kid and you get cheeseburgers from McDonald's and it was just like that was the only veggie on the whole burger? You're like rebellious and you're like, take it off.
No, I loved
it. I think
it.
Since then I've done that.
Okay, so there's juice in this pickle, but I think we can just eat around it.
This is not going to be pretty.
This looks so odd.
It has
looks
girth.
So odd.
Okay. Okay. So it's this big green. Let's just say it.
I'm going to give it a whiff. Like... I'm going to give it a smell.
Oh, she smells like a McDonald's pickle. Oh, great. My favorite.
I'm not even just saying that because you just said that you hated this. It genuinely smells like a McDonald's pickle. I actually think I might like this.
Would you drink the pickle juice?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Would you?
I don't know. I'd be up for it.
Oh, maybe you can do that after this. Okay, yeah. Guys, I'm going in for the bite.
This big fuck off bite.
Oh, wow.
Okay, it's really hard to bite, apparently. Her face is squished and there's the slurp. Oh my God, are you drowning? Okay, she doesn't look happy and now she's passing it to me. I don't know if I want this.
Oh my God.
Oh no. Tell me after. Let me try it first.
I'm going to let you try it first. Oh my gosh.
Ugh, this looks disgusting. Oh, it does smell like a McDonald's pickle.
Doesn't it?
I don't hate it now that I smell it. Maybe it's when I was younger I was like, ew.
Maybe your taste buds have evolved. All right, she's going in for the bite.
What the fuck? Why is it so juicy?
You've got to bite it. You've got to experience what I just had.
No.
Oh, okay. My God. My throat is burning. Do we have any water in here? What?
I don't hate it.
No way. So I took the first bite and I was expecting like a juicy pickle, but I kid you not, it was a waterfall of like liquid that squirted into the back of my throat. And
that's
it was
probably fair.
So sour. Like, it's not terrible.
It's quite nice.
Yeah, I'm very surprised. She's going for a second bite.
Second bite.
I don't actually hate it, but I think I would cut it up. I wouldn't just bite it because I almost choked on the liquids.
I do find it very weird that you can just eat it out of this.
Right?
Wait, but 1/7 of it is 0 calories. That would just mean everything is 0 calories.
Yeah, like what's 1/7 of that pickle?
What you just had.
Do you reckon? I feel like I had a pretty good bite. That is okay. Next level.
Would you try the juice? Are you going to try it?
No, that's your thing.
I feel like we should both try it because we're just, fuck it, let's just do it.
I think it's just, I think Alex is in it for the win. I need,
suck.
Yeah, you can chuck your pickle in my bowl.
All right. Come from the girl that doesn't even eat McDonald's or the pickles and the burgers. I'm the one trying it.
Well, come on, Food Hack girl.
You can use this for your salads. It could be a dressing.
Oh, a salad dressing.
Yeah.
That's genius.
I know. All right. Like it's weird.
It just tastes like the juice in the pickle.
Yeah. It's not spicy.
No.
Okay. All right. I don't hate it. I would probably give that a better rating than the grapes because I thought I was going to hate it. Do you know what I mean? So it's like that. I'm going to give that a 7.
I'm going to say 6.5.
Oh, God.
Just because it's got a little bit of like creativity about it. Like I've never seen a pickle in a bag that's flavored before. You know what I mean?
It probably deserves more than a 6.5.
I'm going to stick with a 6.5 because I nearly bloody drowned. I nearly drowned, guys. Okay. So we're on to our next food trend, which has been a highly requested one from you guys, actually. I'm just going to go to me, yeah,
nice.
To recreate it. It is Hailey Bieber's Strawberry Glaze Skin Smoothie, and it's from Air One. I'm not sure if I'm saying that properly, but it's like a smoothie store in Los Angeles, so we obviously don't have it here in Australia, but it's gone like absolutely viral. Everyone's recreating it. It's like a collagen smoothie, dates, avocado. There's so many different ingredients. If you really want to make it, we'll put the recipe on the Instagram page. So just make sure you check us out.
I haven't tried it yet.
No.
But the ingredients list is very weird.
Like it's a full-on meal. It's like avocado, dates, collagen, strawberries, strawberry puree, which is like a strawberry jam.
Yeah.
Coconut cream. Like there's so many things.
There's so many elements to it.
It's a bit of a weird color. I can see like obviously like fats and like collagen, like that's great for your skin. Mm. So super food smoothie, but I'm a bit concerned of the
taste. Kind of excited. I reckon it's going to be nice.
Do you want to try it first?
All right. I'll try it. All right.
The only thing that I find that this might be weird is that the jam is in the bottom.
So we're meant to drink from the bottom, like obviously, but like, are you meant to try and suck up the jam?
I guess so, but then you're just gonna get all jam. So maybe we need to like give it a stir through.
All right, let me try. All right, little stir. Let's try it. She's thick.
Try it. Your face.
Just try it.
Okay, she's really thick. There's a thick layer of jam.
That is more than a soup.
Is it?
That is thick. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's thick. Like you get one, it's like thicker than YoPro. You know, YoPro being like really thick yogurt. It's thicker than that.
It tastes like a Yoplait. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I
like
see.
Like a flavored yogurt.
Thicker.
Yeah, but thicker.
Mm.
It tastes like a drinkable yogurt.
Thoughts?
Like everyone raves about how good it is. So
yeah, I don't love it. I really don't love it. But we didn't use frozen Avo, so maybe that's the thing.
I forgot to touch on the fact that I'm pretty sure this, like, don't quote me, but this is what everyone says. It's a $28 smoothie.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Not kidding you. And that's why it's so, like, exclusive and everyone's trying to recreate it.
Yeah, right.
It kind of reminds me of, like, kids' medicine. But I also keep drinking it. Like, we keep sipping it. I'm like, I don't know what to think about it.
I'm kind of like, well, it's good for you. And I, if anyone knows me, if something's good for me, I'm going to have it either way.
Mm.
So I kind of have that in the back of my mind. Plus, I hate wasting food.
Right?
I just hate it.
It's actually kind of growing on me
now. It slowly grows on you. I think maybe we needed to mix in the jam.
I think the coconut cream and jammy bottom was like all we were getting. Yeah. And we were like, whoa. But now it's kind of getting to the smoothier part.
I'm going to give that... For all of it, for all it's worth, I mean, it's fucking expensive to make that anyway just from home.
Yeah.
Like, to put that together. But I'd probably give it a 6.
I think if I remade it, I would make it with ice and I might change the amounts. So maybe I would give it a higher rating. I think I would give it a 7.
For now or based on your new recipe?
Based on my new adjustment.
So maybe give it on like the one we're doing now.
Oh, true. Okay, I'm going to give it a 6. But don't knock it. Try it. Maybe put some ice in it. We didn't have any ice. We're literally making all of this in the studio kitchen. So it's been an experience.
So Beck sent me this last night. I thought, fuck, this is revolutionary. It
right?
is so good. We've only just tried it for the first time. So what you do...
We haven't tried it yet. We're about to try it.
I tried making it.
Oh, yeah. We did that. Guys, I think the food has gotten me crazy.
She's getting like a sugar high. So what you do, you get tofu slab and you cut it down so it's kind of like a square piece of toast. And then you put it in the toaster, I reckon, what, 5 minutes? It felt like it was 5 minutes, maybe a bit longer.
Yeah, it depends
low
on,
heat.
Depends on your toaster's heating abilities, I feel.
True. And then you chuck Avo on the top and it kind of turns into this toasty kind of consistency. And then you chuck like a little bit of mayo or whatever you want on it. I really personally think this would be good with Avo, lemon, salt, pepper. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be amazing. Maybe even some chili flakes.
Yeah, ooh. Or chili flakes on Avo is another thing. But yeah, so it's like tofu toast.
Yeah.
And you can probably top it with anything. You could even use it as like a burger. Like,
oh my God, you could.
You could make tofu burgers and then have like a vegetarian burger with the tofu bun.
We've not been very creative with this. We've literally just chucked Avo and sweet chili mayo on the top.
Mm-hmm.
And then took some of the chili mayo off because it looked disgusting. So let's just try it. Do you want to try yours as well?
Yeah.
I can't. First things first, you just bite into it, you know? It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have something to say. I feel like if we had it hot, it would be different.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
It feels a bit stale now.
Yeah. Look, it's cold. That's annoying. Do you know what? No, I don't mind it, but... maybe a lot of salt would be really nice with that. A little bit of lemon, a little bit of pepper, chili flake. I'm here for it. Like, I don't think it's a bad idea. I think we waited too long.
I actually think this is really good.
Yeah.
But you need to, like, salt and pepper that Avo, chili flakes, like a good bit of sauce. I don't know. And you also need to have it hot.
Can you imagine marinating the tofu? Then, like, maybe even on a fry pan and frying it so it's like a toast and then Avo on the top.
Oh, making
with
like
an egg.
Okay. With an egg, okay.
I don't know where that just came from. It just came from somewhere.
Or like the honey soy tofu that you can buy.
Yum.
That would be something.
Yeah.
But if you want like a quick toasted tofu.
True.
It's definitely nice. Do it. Just have it straight away. Similar to the grapes. Have it straight away. Don't wait.
Yeah. We're learning things on this podcast and you do not wait to have these snack hacks. But it's not bad.
No, and I keep biting into it and I'm really sorry because it probably sounds so disgusting.
ADMH or what is it? ABMH.
What do you think it is? Alex is trying to say ASMR.
Oh, what the fuck? I was way off.
ADMH? Is that what it's called? That's what you just said.
What does ASMR mean?
Autonomous sensory meridian response. I feel like I'm smashing this tofu toast, though. It's actually quite nice.
It's actually growing on me.
Yeah.
That sweet chili mayo from underneath is coming out, and I'm here for it.
Yeah. Mm. It needs more flavour. We have plain avo, and I'm not a plain avo girl.
No, me either. No.
I'm going to give that an 8 out of 10.
I'm here for it. Hmm. Yeah, I'm going with you. That's an 8.
That's the first
that
one
was our
I hit
last
above 6.
One.
Yeah, the last one. Save the best to last. If you liked this bonus episode, this bonus foodie episode,
yeah,
then let us know.
Because we actually really enjoyed that.
We did.
Way too much fun. We used to jump around in a forest. We used to jump around in a forest.